This week's showroom have been sponsored by Toraway, Lechvod HaNisuyim Shel Bensi Lebrecht and Malka von Prague, in appreciation of the sterling Kol Haloshen service provided by Mr. Yitzchok von Prague Nayoi. Tes Zayin Teves, Wednesday the 11th of January, Rabbi Yaakov Yehoshua Zaks, Hilchus Loshen Hora, and others of the Chofetz Chaim.
Chofetz Chaim Klal Dalid. So one of the things that he says is that you're not saying bad traits about a person. He's a kaisen, he's a balgaiva, he's hori, he's a az. You know, a bad trait is also lashon hara about the person. But then he comes along and he tells me a very interesting halacha. Avaloyma olav shu kabden. To say he's a kabden. What is a kabden? We'll see. I'll try to translate it. But exactly. I really don't know. If to say he's a kabden, if it's true, you'll say in front of him, mutter, you're allowed to say it. Kabden is he allowed to say. Why? It's not a gnai. He doesn't let through. Now, what does the mean? What does the word mean, kabden? So you can, if you can say intolerant, impatient. So the Rai he brings is from Shammai, the Gemara in Shabbos with the three goyim. We're not going to say that the Shammai was intolerant. Okay, we'll get back to that. Then he brings another raya. He brings a raya from Eliyahu HaNavi. He brings a raya. There's a Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin. A very interesting Gemara. Achav and Eliyahu HaNavi came to be Menachem Avol Chiyoel. Whoever remembers, he was the one that built the city of Yericho. He buried his first, his oldest, he buried his youngest. Along comes Achav and says, listen, Yeshua gave a kala, whoever's going to build Yericho, his children are going to die. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a kala, and he said, whoever's going to make Avodah Zarah, we're not going to have any rain. So it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu's kala doesn't work. So it says, Eliyahu HaNavi said, no, no way. That's it. No rain. Oh, there's a whole Gemara. Exactly, the bunch he had, he took the key. He took the key from rain, he took it away. And then the bunch made the Arabi Mechai Mason, he had to give it back. But, so the Gemara tells, at the end of the Gemara, it says, Dorish Rabbi Yosi B'Tzipora. Rabbi Yosi was sitting in yeshiva, and he was darshaning. He was saying a shir, he was saying, Abel Yo, Captain Hava. Al Yo was a captain. Abba means a very choshiva. He's a captain. Hava Rogel, the Maise Gabe, he used to come, Yo Anovi, it seems he used to come around to the Beis Medrash every day. He used to come around by Rabbi Yosi in the Beis Medrash. And for 3 days he didn't show up. Kiyosin, when he came, showed up. Amalei, my lord, you know what happened? Why didn't you show up over here? What's wrong? Just because I said you were, he didn't say anything. You know why? So he said, "What do you mean? You called me a captain." So he said, "Excuse me, you didn't show up 3 days. It seems you are a captain." Now I don't understand the Chavetz Chaim. Eliyahu HaNavi, whatever he does is Torah, correct? So now Eliyahu HaNavi came along and he did something. So Rabbi Yosi is mechuyev to say exactly like what's going on over here. He's dashing, he's saying a shir, he's saying. So if he's saying a shir, he's not allowed to say that Eliyahu, it's just like he's saying Torah, so he's allowed to say that Eliyahu was a captain. He's teaching us that is it the correct trait or is it not correct trait? Was the Chofetz Chaim bringing a raya from a story that happened with that Rabbi Yosi said in a shir that, yo, I know, it was a captain. And so we're looking for a heter over here. Most everything we usually, the Chofetz Chaim asks us. Here he comes along to finally tells us something that we're allowed to say about somebody. Interesting, the Mishra Salanta in his Ar Yisrael, he brings down the Gemara in Shabbos, the Machlokes between Shammai and Hillel, where the Goy came along, the three Goyim came along. One said he wants to learn the whole Torah on one foot. One said he wants to be a Kohen Gadol. One said he wants to learn only Torah Shabbat Peh. So the a captain, he said, out you go. Hillel was Makar of them. The end of the Gemara says over there that the three all came together, and they said, Kavdanusa, Shammai, Rotsalit, Sonu, Mi, Kamfe, Ashkina, and Vasnusa, shall be a Hillel, Kivanu, a Kodish Bofu. So, Sosan takes on, he says, quite obviously, it was not, Shammai for sure was not a Kabdan. If he had not been a Kabdan, so he wouldn't have been Kabdan. Hillel, on the other hand, also, he was an Anderson. If he had to be a Kabdan, so he would have been a Kabdan. They had a Machlokes in Avodas Hashem. How is a person supposed to go through Avodas Hashem? The Shammai held that you're supposed to go strict. You're supposed to go. Hillel said, no. Now, being we know the halacha, like Beis Shammai and Hillel, and then Shammai and Hillel, as the halacha is like Hillel. So if so, the midas kabdonis, the Bishol Salant says, is also. That's what he says. The midas of kabdonis is also. You have two ways of daki avodas Hashem. One is kabdonis. One is, I don't know what the opposite is. Anivus, it says. Anivus. So you have two madrigas. Yeah. So the avodas Hashem should be like Hillel says, not be a captain. Quite obviously, the Chofetz Chaim disagrees. He says that the Shammai had his way of avodas Hashem, and he had his way of avodas Hashem. And quite obviously, if he says I'm allowed, if it would be also. So I would not be allowed to say about a person that he's a kabdan, whatever it means. Because if it's also, so it's a gnai gomer, it's a bad trait, and you're not allowed to say bad traits about a person. Now what was the Chofetz Chaim's raya? I asked the kasha before, that it was a shir, and the lashon of the gemara is, dosh, Rabbi Yosef ben Tzipori. He said he wasn't talking. He was saying shir. He was darshaning. So if we look in the Gemara.
Sorry, where is the Gemara?
The Gemara is at the end, last page in Sanhedrin. Last page in Sanhedrin. Yes. Ki also amalei amai lo yosumal. Amalei kabdin kovis li. You call me a kabdin. I only heard the kabdan, the kokol bidmar. What was the argument over here? What were they arguing about? And what did he say? What did he bring him a raya that he was a kabdan? Not from what the story of Achav. He didn't bring him a raya the story of Achav. He brought him a raya from what he just now happened to not show up by him 3 days. So he should have said, what do you mean? You were a kabdan. Achav said that Moshe Rabbeinu's klala doesn't work. So, he said, you're a captain. He didn't bring him a raya from there. He brought a raya from somewhere else. He brought a raya that he didn't show up 3 days. So I found in Teres Chaim, Kadman, I wouldn't say it myself, but he said, in every midah that a person does, sometimes there's involved something, a person will do a mitzvah. Sometimes, when he does the mitzvah, he always has other kavanas in the mitzvah. That's why when Rabbi Yossi came along and said that Elio was a kabdan, he wanted to say that we can't speak about Elio Anobi, but there was something that was kabdanis. On the other hand, a person does an avera, a person, it's a mitzvah to be a kabdan. When you see a person doing an avera, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, that Mishim Eilim Siatz Alim Eilim Shalim Chachma Madelch Loi Toiv. Sorry, if you don't, you're not Moicha. You don't say against the person. You know what kind of business you're doing this Avera. If he doesn't, in fact, if he doesn't befaheser, he's doing it all the time. So he gets the einish just like the person who's doing the avera. No, here comes along Achav. He's doing avera d'zora. What is the Yohan Navi supposed to do? It's a, on the other hand, it's a mitzvah to tell him, excuse me. Okay, no rain. That should be the way in Halacha. It should be that way. So what did Rav Yosi mean when he said to him, Kabdu? So it seems that the Rav Yosi held that could be being he had waited. Yohan Novi didn't come along to Achav before. Maybe he hadn't met him. But being it, so what got him mad is on the spot. So there was some Kabdonis, there was his own, not only he meant the Rabbeinu Shalom. He had something in it himself. That's what Rav Yosi said to him. Listen, excuse me, he says. Very nice you. You were meicha on what happened with Achav. You were meicha on my cover, you were meicha on the Rabbeinu Shalom, that he's doing Avodah Zarah. Very nice on you. But was 100% only Rabbeinu Shalom? Or was there, okay, I can't say on the Yohan Navi, but was there something minute, that there was a pnia from yourself? That you had this midah of Kabdonis? You hadn't you? So when Rabbi Yosi said, when he Dorosh Rabbi Yosi, he meant to say that there was something in it that wasn't, we can't know exactly by Yohan Navi, and we can't understand Rabbi Yosi exactly, but he knew how to measure it. He knew exactly how to measure it, that there was a pnia for himself. He had himself in mind also. So then, that's what he said to him. Excuse me, if you weren't the Kabdan, you didn't mean yourself, how come you didn't show up 3 days? What were you getting all excited? Well, you didn't show up 3 days, now it's because you were mad at me. But not because of Kabdonis that you had for the, you were sticking up for the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you were sticking up for the Rabbeinu Shalom only, so well, you shouldn't have gotten excited. I said you were a Kabdan. Now what you felt that I was telling you that no, that you had the Pnei Atzmis, you were thinking of yourself a little bit. Ah, okay, you didn't show up 3 days. I'm proving to you that you're a Kabdan. And so the Chavetz Chaim could be his rise from the second part of the Gemara. He just brings down the Gemara, he brings down. He says, but we called him a Kabdan because he was a Kabdan. Because on a person who is a Kanoi, it's not an Abba, could be. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you put your own pneas into it, you put your own thoughts into it. Okay, the darkness.
When he called him a captain, he didn't know he wasn't going to turn up 3 days.
What? He didn't know that he was going to be. Somebody, no, it could be. He was saying captain, however. He meant to say, maybe that he had a plea in it. He didn't figure he would take it so much to heart. That's also for sure. He knew else, I don't know where he would have told him.
There's a parish that says that. Knowing Pogimbo, why can't basically pass me because they don't know the kavanah of the person.
If the pnia of like Pinchas, if it's 100%, so there's nothing wrong. He's supposed to do. He's supposed to have this midah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he should have this midah. Yeah, yeah. He meant to say, well, why? Maybe he had something. He had something in him. The Chofetz Chaim disagrees. The Bishol Salanta. He tells us that Kabdonis, whatever it is, Kabdonis, he disagrees. He says there's a lot to say about a person Kabdon. There's a lot of Midas. There's Midas of Kas, Gaiva, Azus, all these Midas are bad traits in the Osir. And you say about somebody is a kaisen, unless we're talking about it would be to tell us, it would be awesome because they're averis, not real averis, In a certain way they are aveis. But the amidis, the other midis, are amidis kedoshis. Yeah. A person is an anderson. A person is an onav. He's not haughty. The Gemara says if somebody insults you, and they love him, and they love him, show him a chapos, and they love him, and they love him, and they love him, and they love him. A person is, if a person insults you, so the Chavetz Chaim in the beginning of the Sefer says, 100% you don't have to keep quiet. Just the same way a person smacks you in front, you're allowed to protect yourself, so when he insults you, the same thing, you're allowed to give back. But there's Midas Kedoshis, people who have Midas Kedoshis, they don't. And then the Pasuk says, wherever it says Hashem is divorced. Now along comes to have two people. One insulted the other person. They gave it into him. And the other person didn't keep quiet. He gave back. He's protecting himself. He's allowed to. I come along, I tell you this story. I wasn't living on Lashon Hara. That the other person, I said the other person was a Kaisen. But he's allowed to protect himself. To say on a person that he doesn't have 100% the midis kedoshis, that's not Lashon Hara. If I say that this person is not an onav like Moshe Rabbeinu, I said something wrong. I mean, everybody, in all these midis kedoshim to you, the extra midis. So Chavetz Chaim held, it seems, that in Kabdonis, that's a mida kedosha. Kabdonis is a mida kedosha. What? Kabdonis is a mida kedosha. And a person who has it, as they can eat. He's missing something. The person who doesn't. So now to say about him that he's a kadam, I'll give an example, the stipler. You know, he didn't have patience, you know, somebody came into him, you have what to say, you say, you know, like, if not, get moving. Rabbi Yashua's also, you know, so Chaz V'Shalom, they don't have this midas of savlonis. This midik toisha is of savlonis for every nundik in the world. Well, it says by Hillel that he was a special trait that he had. Hillel had. So that's what Chavetz Chaim says, that midas kedoshis, this midah of kabdonis, is not the same midah of kas, azus. It's a midik toisha that a person has savlonis. He has patience for every person, even though from the outside it looks like, you know, the guy is coming along, he's nudging, he's saying whatever he wants to say, and I'm patiently listening to him. So Shammai, could we say that even if the Chavetz Chaim disagrees with Mishal Salanta, but he held that it was a Avodas Hashem, Al Kavod HaTorah, you know, what are you coming along and, you know, bothering me, you know, you have what to say, you have what to ask, let's get going. Say, okay, Stam, you're coming along, you're telling me you want to learn the whole Torah on one foot, you want to learn, you want to become a Kohen Gadol, you decided you want to learn only Torah Shabbat Peh, you don't want to learn Torah Shabbat Sab. No, that's it. Get on. There's another Midah, there's a Midah, the Chavetz Chaim, all the Savonis. Could be this midah, that's why this midah goes in to another. The opposite of kabdonis over there is what kabdonusay shall shamai, docha isonu, ke avanusay. A person who has the super midah of anova, so he is a sovereign, he has patience, And he's mocha to listen to this guy with all his crazy things that he has about himself. But very interesting. So we can now, the Chofetz Chaim's Kavdim, the way I'm explaining it, is a different sort of Kavdim. Because we have Kavdim, Le'a Kavdim Loimid, Le'a Kavdim Milamid. Now in Hilchos Lashon Hara, for sure, if you're looking to do a shidduch for your son or your daughter, and they tell you that the other person is a Kavdim, nobody's going to do the shidduch with him. You say that the bachar you're interested in, or the girl, they're intolerant. Whoa. Well, I mean, I'm crazy. I'm going to go ahead and do a shidduch with somebody who's intolerant. And then that's the Chofetz Chaim Klal Hei. You're playing mazik. If it's not true. And if you're not saying it, letelis. So you're playing mazik. Somebody comes along, and even though you'll open up, you'll see over here it says, Avleinu lo shu kavdin mudova emes. Ve'yidea sheyoyim ra'av b'fonav, is mutav. And it's not that, you know, we'll say he's manageable. You're looking for a Rebbe for in a classroom for children. And you say he's a kavdan. You finish them off unless it's 100% true and you can't manage. You won't be able to manage. Then we have the problem that it's to tell us. So then it's muta. But so we have to say that with the Chofetz Chaim, the way he understood the kavdan over here, because when the Loyam Kavdim Lamed, it's often the Gemara, is that the Loyam Kavdim Lamed. And it's very simply, it's a mazik. Seems he went that he's talking about this Kavdim, Shammai's Kavdim, who was the Kavdim for. He held that people were coming along and they were bothering him. And when his Avodas Hashem, he said he held it wasn't like a Mishnah Salam that says it wasn't Derech Eretz. So his Avodas Hashem was this way, and that for sure that the Chofetz Chaim disagrees with the Yisrael Salanta, and he holds that Meikar Adin. There's nothing wrong with this midah. This is a midah gedusha. It's an extra midah, and in exact same way by another. We have Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Shemchal Adam. Avraham Avinu said, "Anochi Ofer Ve'efer." David HaMelech said, "And Klas Lo Yish." Each one had his madrega in the matzav of Anibis. Each one had his madrega. So we'll say Chaz V'Sholem that one was above the other Chaz V'Sholem. So the Chofetz Chaim seems he learned this also went into Kabdonis was the not the spitz, the top of the middle of Anova, of the other type of Kavdonis, to be say a person who is intolerant, where it's negating for his job or for his shidduch, or you want to do business with him, unless it's negating telus. To say that a person is intolerant, you want to make a business deal with somebody, and you know that the other person is intolerant. So if it's negea, so it's telus. You have to know exactly how bad it is, how true it is. That you have to know it on your own. You have to know it. So the way I understand is the Chofetz Chaim, even though he does not say he gave us a blank check over here, that he says I've been learning all of Shukabdin in Udover Emes. He understood that we're talking about over here, he's talking about the midah of a person who's, say, Talmud Chacham, whoever it is, that he's intolerant to, you know, to things that are not reasonable. So he held, like that's what Yisrael Salanta says, that he held that it's a pekiah in the Kavanah Torah, it's a pekiah. But where it's a regular kabdonis, what we call intolerant, somebody's intolerant, and you can't, it's difficult to get along with him, for sure, you're not allowed to say it. Now there's a, on the Chofetz Chaim, there's a couple of places where it's mentioned that Yohan Novi was a taina on Yohan Novi. There's a couple of places in the Zohar they bring, and the Chofetz Chaim himself brings it down. The Rebbeinu Shalom had tainas even on Yohan Novi. That every time he was from the time of Pinchas, he did 100%. He stopped Klal Yisrael from doing the averes over there. He stopped the Magepa over there. But there was he was too severe. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom took him away, and he bore Elisha instead of him. Even though Yohan Novi was the biggest tzaddik, this is Chofetz Chaim himself brings it down in Shmiras Haloshim. V'yema bishe kame kutche brichu oid lutchin al Yisrael yisei loshon hara on Klal Yisrael unshe sagim in kulen. His punishment is more than everything. V'loi ashkechana tzaddik etava kel yoh b'chol dora. And we don't find such a tzaddik in all the doras like El Yoh. Mushun da Amar the Lutchin al Yisrael. He said Lashon Hara on Klal Yisrael. Beishad Avish Sagi Kamei. To Chazi Imaiksi Bo Vayabed Dinim Rashosef Ugas Kutzofim. He saw Ugas Kutzofim over there by the story after Achav. He saw the Ugas Kutzofim, a small Uga cake. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a good thing to eat. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara on my children, he should eat Ugas Hatzofen. Amar Yitzchok, lo yizot el yom misham, ad shenishba lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo hayris chushin se Yisrael tomid. So, Yohan Novi changed swore, he changed his midah. From Kabdonis, it seems he went over the whole Misha Oisis Chusum Magdim. Whatever a person does, the first Yohan Novi is first person does something good, and Yohan is the first one to let everybody know about it. Whatever thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach b'kach ochsa achsha ployni, vein zoz mitsham ad shiichtev is chusu dahu gavar. Chazin lehedim divrei azoya chodesh. There was a gnai. Well, Yohan Novi, it was a gnai. I just want to mention one thing. The Chofetz Chaim was very much against having his picture taken. Very much. He held the machlokes rishonim, if you're allowed to have your pictures taken, you're not allowed to have your pictures taken. And he held like those shittas of rishonim that hold that your picture is not allowed to be taken. I try a little bit the copy, let's put it that way, and I don't like my picture to be taken. So the was misaviv that the picture over here is the wrong picture. I have to say, for what this he did to have his picture when he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he had his picture taken because he had a guy took the picture. And he paid extra money to the guy that he should destroy the negative, and the guy did not destroy the negative. So that's it. There's a famous. There's one picture. All these pictures already are paintings. They're not real pictures. There's a used to be a picture. Aguda used to give out the postcards. So there's a picture there. That is the original picture. Why did he mask him? Why did he agree to have his picture taken? Because that's already my shot. Because going to Eretz Yisrael, it was a mitzvah, and he didn't. A yid wasn't taking the picture. A guy was taking the picture. So Amir al Akum is a shvus, which everywhere is Amir al Akum is a shvus is also. But al Sishu Eretz Yisrael, You pass in Hilchos Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, so you're allowed to have you. So you're allowed to tell a goy to do something for you. So that was my cheshbon. He told the goy to take the picture, and then he decided when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he'll destroy the picture, and he told the goy to destroy the negative. The goy didn't do it.